This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Live, you may dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Our toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air call in line rooms. Johnson's laptop is way too big for his position in the room right now.
What is that beast?
It's a 17 inch laptop, that's all, you know.
I don't know if
mine's a 17-inch laptop, and it doesn't.
No, it's not. Look, that's not 17
yes,
inches.
That's a 17-inch?
Wow. Well.
Yes, it is. Something is really.
No, I'm guessing yours doesn't have an NVIDIA graphics card in it.
Mine does have an NVIDIA graphics card in it.
Well, all right. You guys can fight it out later on.
I'm guessing it's several years newer than mine then.
It's a 950M.
It's Ian, Michael, and Johnson here in the studio tonight. And you, as always, can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up is a crackdown on porn coming from the Trump administration. Johnson has that story.
Maybe.
We'll talk about it. And then let's see here. Jamie Dimon is back in the headlines. Now, Johnson, you're looking quizzically.
He's the guy who thinks Bitcoin's, you know, he was the one who, he called the crash. He was right, right?
He hates Bitcoin, and he's the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the largest banks in the United States and probably in the world. Chase is a huge bank. But this guy and his economic opinions are pretty ridiculous. In fact, here's the story from CNBC. Jamie Dimon, the J.P. Morgan Chase CEO, who's been bullish on the U.S. economy, said the partial government shutdown could wipe out growth from the world's biggest economy. He says, quote, "Someone estimated that if it goes on for the whole quarter, it can reduce growth to zero. We just have to deal with that. It's more of a political issue than anything else," he told reporters on a media call to discuss fourth quarter results. So basically, this guy believes that without the U.S. government around, now, of course, we know it isn't entirely shut down.
No, it's just a partial shutdown.
A portion of the government has been
shut down. A small portion.
And even in that case, they're still demanding that 400,000 of their bureaucrats come to work and not get paid, which is a whole other issue, and we can talk about the TSA and all that here in a little bit. But to suggest that you need the government around to have economic growth is one of the most bewildering comments that I think I've heard in recent times. He's also the chairman of the Washington, D.C.-based Business Roundtable and said that, quote, "While the underlying statistics for the economy globally are not bad, the bank will be prepared for an eventual downturn."
I was actually thinking, you know, this shutdown, could this have lasting, huge positive impacts on the economy if the shutdown lasts long enough for these people to start quitting their jobs? What happens to these people who are owed back paychecks and these pensions and all this stuff if they quit their jobs before, you know, because they can't, literally cannot handle not being able to get paid? You know, I'm sure there are going to be some people that are going to try and take out loans to, you know, weather this shutdown so that they can have paid and then collect their back money and then pay back the loan once they get a paycheck again, once government, you know, resumes operation. But what if government stays shut down long enough for some of these people to start quitting?
Right.
And then they lose pensions. They're never going to collect a pension because they didn't stay employed long enough to get their pensions. And also, are there any rules in place that if they quit their jobs, they don't get the back paychecks, even if they work unpaid?
Well, I'm sure they'll get the back pay, whether they quit or not.
You would think that people would get paid for the work that they've done, if you can call that work. But, you know...
You're asking the question that I've asked now a number of times, and the way I would ask the audience is, how long would you work for no pay?
Right.
Even if you love your job, right. You love your boss, and many people don't.
He loves frisking people, right. You know, and groping.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, that's
children.
A great job.
Well, and now you're referring to the TSA, which sure. is just one of the government bureaucracies.
They've been whining loudly about this shutdown. You know,
sure. One of the they're calling out.
Right.
They're calling out sick. In fact, I've got an update on the TSA tonight that the number, as you might expect, of no-show security screeners is soaring during the shutdown. So it started over a week ago
right.
with them calling out. Then last week is the week on Friday that they didn't get paid for the first time. So now many of them are expecting they're not going to get paid probably a second time, and they're... How many paychecks are you willing to miss before right. you start doing what Johnson's saying here and looking for and actually accepting another job?
Right.
And then what does that do to the, you know, what is the news that government workers could just all of a sudden not get paid? What does that do to the prospects of somebody who was looking for a job? How many people want to go and, because if these people quit,
right.
they're going to be hiring, but how many people are going to be banging down the door to take a job that they're not going to get their first paycheck
right.
from? Which is why I love what Trump's doing here.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is his intention...
And I don't think it's his intention.
You don't think so? You think he's just bumbling into this?
I think he, you know, perhaps the intention is the wall, you know, which mm-hmm. not such a noble intention.
No,
that
we're against
that. This
could
just be accidental, you know? But if it's intentional...
I mean, it's not an accident at this point, though, right? Like, it might have been that... Going into this, maybe Trump didn't realize what the effects would be. But could he not know by now that the prison guards aren't getting paid?
I mean, he could know and not care. His intention could still absolutely be, I'm going to get this wall. I'm not going to back down. Right. I'm not a loser. I'm going to win. It's going to be the greatest wall.
But that's what I like about him in this instance, right?
You'll ever see.
I mean, I don't like Trump generally. I don't like any president. But in sure. this instance, if he's willing to play political football, with people's jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing. Normally, you know, when politicians...
Especially play, considering, like, what, the government workers now, like, make the majority of...
The federal government?
Yeah. Well, no, federal government workers are, like, aren't there, like, more people, or wasn't there a line that we crossed some time ago where government workers, I mean, I know it's not federal government workers, but that government workers in general, who are more likely to probably have a kinship or feel kin with their federal counterparts, but that we have more government workers than we have private workers in this country
I
now?
I think it was including contractors. It was
right.
like...
Yeah, I think it included contractors. I
okay, so if you're including
one, yeah.
contractors, that number isn't necessarily where I'm just
it's
know.
Like people I think it was like households that have at least one government
it certainly seems to
person.
Me to be enough people who are living off the government dole where this could affect him in the next
yeah.
election.
Oh, I totally agree,
you know?
I mean, he's definitely you know, whereas maybe during the 2016 election he might have gotten an endorsement from the police, you know, unions
right.
or whatever. If the cops aren't getting paid, and they're not, at least the federal ones,
right.
FBI, the whole Department of Justice is
right.
not getting paid. But Michael, you had a story. I don't know if it was in your show prep, but you mentioned it to me before the show that apparently the White House staff is also not getting paid.
No, they are not getting paid.
The chefs have called out.
Did you hear about the fast food dinner?
That's
yes,
what he was,
I have that.
Yeah.
I have that up for tonight.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, so apparently he bought a bunch of football players McDonald's.
The pictures
right.
from this are fantastic.
Are they?
I wish I could show you the pictures over the radio because they speak volumes.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me about that.
They didn't even bother to take the sauces out of the packets.
Wait,
you know,
what?
You would think that they would like maybe like take the sauces and
they have these silver serving bowls, but instead of having the sauces in them, they have the McDonald's sauce packets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, maybe they could put the sauces
silver
in the serving bowl. And, like,
serving
have you, like,
trays are stacked high with McDonald's Big Mac
yeah,
boxes.
Yeah. Like, take them out with a spoon or something, you know, like, you know, at least, you know, have some kind of class to it, but no, they're just
yeah.
straight up
just in
the
packets. That's awesome.
Everything's in its paper containers.
Well, so the federal government judges are not going to help out these government bureaucrats. Story from the Daily Mail in the UK says federal judge has refused to make Trump pay the federal employees, some of whom are claiming they're slaves during the so-called shutdown. Federal judge decided today.
Can I claim that about every time I have to file taxes and they don't do it for me?
You are a slave in that case.
Yeah,
you're not being compensated for it.
Doesn't work for me either.
Let's continue here. We got story is that the judge refused to force the Trump administration to release 780,000 unpaid federal workers from employment limbo. The judge, Richard Leon, denied petitions from two government employees' unions and their members for a temporary restraining order that would have ended the practice of making workers perform their duties without salaries and requiring others to stay home without earning money at other jobs. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. Toll-free. Take control of the bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great site to get started in the world of cryptocurrency. You've heard a lot about Bitcoin. Maybe you heard that it celebrated its 10th birthday a couple of weeks ago. And you feel like you missed the boat. You feel like it's too late. Bitcoin's, you know, almost $4,000 per unit, and you feel like you can't afford that. Who can afford that? Well, the good news is you don't have to buy one Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. And you need to learn the basics about Bitcoin. Don't just rely on news media and people like Jamie Dimon to inform you on what Bitcoin's all about. Go to Bitcoin.com, take their Bitcoin Academy. Bitcoin.com is a great site full of resources like helping you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, also helping you learn where you can spend Bitcoin. You can also get the latest news headlines or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. And you can do it all over at Bitcoin.com as we continue here with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Johnson.
Coming up, the story about will Trump crack down on pornography as some of his predecessors in recent years had done. We can tell you more about that on the way. Plus, a federal judge has refused to issue a temporary restraining order or injunction in the cases that have been filed by federal workers who are currently being told you have to either come to work and not get paid or stay home and not get paid in the hopes that eventually your job will come back online and you will get paid eventually. The judge is refusing to force payments to go through. And it was said by, I think, one of our other co-hosts on another night that they didn't think, or I think it was Vin, Vin Armani, said he didn't think the judge could force the government to do it because he can't force a budget through.
Yeah, this is not a judicial thing. It's between the executive and legislative.
But the government unions are definitely going to try every potential
direction they can.
So let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We got Jay. He's calling from Arizona. Hello, Jay. You're on Free Talk Live.
Elmer Fudd.
Threats go out on the air, so we're just going to say bye-bye. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And that's all, folks, for that call.
Good night.
Yep, didn't even make it on the air. Judge Richard Leon denied petitions from two government employees' unions and their members for a temporary restraining order that would have ended the practice of making some workers perform their duties without salaries and requiring others to stay at home without earning money at other jobs. Now, that's an aspect I hadn't heard.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one before.
I feel like they might be misreporting that. I mean, how can the federal government tell somebody, you can't stay home,
but can't go work anywhere else.
You can't go babysit somewhere. You can't go get a temporary job from a temp agency. That seems unbelievable.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it's
government,
so it does make sense in that way.
It's the government, and who knows? I mean, I guess it could be true, but that seems hard to imagine. Because there was another story I heard, and I forget which agency it was, but one of the agencies was literally handing out flyers to their employees, encouraging them to go and get, like, babysitting jobs and do other things.
Yeah, that was the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard, right? So try to make some money because it's not coming from us, was basically what they were saying.
We can't pay you.
Leon said after hearing oral arguments, he sympathized with out-of-work federal employees, but the shutdown squabble, he ruled, shouldn't be solved by using federal courts as a source of leverage by one side of a dispute against another. Some workers claim Trump is violating their Fifth Amendment rights by taking their property, which is their salary, without due process. Others say he's unconstitutionally treating them like slaves, forcing them to work for free without sufficient reason. Now, I suspect a real slave would actually take offense to the idea that you would be calling this slavery, because nobody is forcing you to go to work. And indeed, the TSA agents are calling out.
Yeah.
And like you said, Johnson, at some point, people are going to say, screw this, mm-hmm. I quit. Because you're not a slave if you have the ability to quit your job. You're only a slave if you have to show up to work. and you have to work under whatever arbitrary
conditions.
Well,
a lot of people would claim that, you know, they need the paycheck, they need the money, they need... You know.
That doesn't make you a slave, though, and it certainly doesn't make you a so-called wage slave.
Yeah. I see this on, I'm on some of the dating apps, and sometimes people will put slave at, and then the name of, you know, whatever the job, the retail job, or whatever it is they work. It's like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, the same people who believe in wage slavery believe that property is theft. You know, these are the same types of folk.
So you're not a slave. Sorry to be the bearer of that news. Nor would you really want to find out what it was like to be a slave, I suspect. And, you know, I say that as somebody who's also not a slave. And I'm talking about, like, the kind of slave where you're forced to do... I mean, obviously we are all enslaved to the government to some extent, right? Because if you don't pay what the government demands, then they're going to come after you. However, you could always just go homeless, right? Like, you could go homeless and then your tax burden would be reduced significantly. Because the government wouldn't be able to extract income tax from you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to extract property tax from you. I guess, you know, homeless people, some of them have a cell phone. So I guess there's a tax on that. But otherwise, like, homeless people are pretty exempt from government's taxation.
Unfortunately, have known a few people who have intentionally taken that route to avoid paying child support forced payments.
Indeed. Let's go to Stephen. He's in Virginia. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian. I called in last night, and I forgot to preface my idea that the individual is greater than local government, is greater than state government, above federal government, with the idea that, of course, anarchy is the end goal, right? Because anarchy is greater than minarchy, it's greater than the tyrannical government that we have.
Can you define what you mean when you say anarchy? What does that mean?
When I say anarchy, I mean self-ownership, property rights. Like, you own yourself.
Okay, so you want to have a system in which there is no government, there's no coercive state, but you also would like people to have property rights, meaning that you want people to have sort of between individuals the same concept of property. Because as you just said, Johnson, there are some people who don't even believe in property.
Right.
And that can make things a little bit tricky, right?
Right. But like I said last night, with the individual over local government over state government over federal government, in a system like that, you would have a choice to go where you belong, right? Like where others have the same ideas. And of course, like, end goal being, for most of us that are listening to the show, at least, self-ownership.
Okay. So were you just calling to clarify that, or did you have something else to say?
Oh, no. I was actually calling tonight to give you a... I'm proposing a possible libertarian solution to the border wall.
All right, I want to hear it. Stand by. Stephen in Virginia will return. A libertarian solution to the border wall. Is it something besides open the borders? So we'll see whatever it is he has to say.
I thought that was the solution.
Yeah, coming up here in moments, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election. And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
May's withdrawal agreement went down by a vote of 432 to 202. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you dial toll-free if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Smart Cash. It is a peer-to-peer digital currency. It's fast, secure, and easy to use. But, of course, you can say that about pretty much all the cryptocurrencies out there, at least most of them. But what is it that makes Smart Cash different from the rest of them? That's really the key question here. And Smart Cash has some pretty unique features that I'm pretty excited about because, you know, we've been involved in some of these cryptocurrencies that have governance structures, but some of them require a significant holding of the crypto in question in order to be able to participate in making a proposal or voting on those proposals. And sometimes it can cost thousands of dollars, you know, to make a proposal in one of these other systems. With Smart Cash, it is very affordable to make a proposal. But further, to vote on those proposals, one smart equals one vote. So anybody who's got Smart Cash, right now it costs less than 2 cents to get one smart. So that's pretty easy to acquire. There's not really a barrier to entry besides the time it would take you to purchase the smart on an exchange, for instance. So you can learn more about Smart Cash over at smartcash.cc. And if you've got more than one smart, then you've got more than one vote. So there is that. And there's also Smart Rewards, which is something you can earn. It's a price stabilization mechanism and a way to encourage long-term holding, which they say is a way to project to ensure the project's success. And so the way you get the smart rewards is you have to hold at least 1,000 smarts, so less than $20 worth of it right now. Not hard to get that. You hold on to that on an address, a wallet in which for which you hold the keys. So not an exchange, which you don't want to hold them on an exchange anyway. We heard about an exchange today getting hacked.
Yep.
The Cryptopia exchange lost a bunch of Ethereum tokens, as I understand it. So you got to look out for that. Don't keep your stuff on an exchange. So you keep it in a wallet that you have the keys for, at least 1,000 smart, for about a month. And if you don't make any outgoing transactions during that time, you will get smart rewards. You can learn more about all of that over at smartcash.cc. As we continue here, Stephen is in Virginia. Ian and Michael and Johnson are in the studio here. Stephen, you said you have a libertarian solution for the wall. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, not necessarily a perfect solution, but with our current administration, the best that we could do, I believe, would be this crowdfunding thing. But only for people.
Wait. That. Crowdfunding? Crowdfunding what?
You mean you want to fund the wall?
No. It's for people who own property on the border. If you want a wall on your property, crowdfund it. If you don't want a wall, then let people in.
Well, I mean,
I don't believe there should be a wall, but property rights, if you want a wall.
Yeah, I mean, who could disagree with that, right? Okay. As far as libertarians, who is a libertarian, somebody who agrees with the non-aggression principle, who could disagree with that proposal? Yeah, if you've got private property and you want to build a big old fence or a metal fence
or whatever it is,
a wall.
Go right ahead. Spend your own money. Have a GoFundMe.
And maybe a GoFundMe would raise a bunch of money for that. You know, you might be right. But those people aren't satisfied by that, Stephen. They want a wall for the entire southern border.
Yeah, and that is completely idiotic.
Sure. It's also something that ultimately wouldn't work. And you know, we've certainly talked about how the cartels are able to already traverse walls by going underneath them.
I saw a story today that they're still discovering tunnels.
Of course. You know, they take one down, they're probably already building three more at the time that they've taken the one down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just think about the amount of money that these drug organizations have at their disposal. It's tremendous. It's probably billions of dollars, right? Like, the government has a bunch of money to fight the so-called war on drugs, but the drug dealers aren't fighting back, so it's not like they're spending money on, you know, troops to shoot at the government agents. They're spending money on avoiding the government agents. They want their drugs to get through. They don't want to get into a firefight. So if you got money to spend, spend it on tunneling capability and just start building more elaborate and, you know, I don't know if they can make them less detectable somehow, but, you know, whatever they can do, I'm sure they're trying to do it. Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of the Border Patrol, they are one of the government agencies that's not getting paid. They're being told to come to work. In fact, I've got a whole story about that from the Los Angeles Times. Headline, Border Security Workers Miss Paychecks. Because of the shutdown over border security. Let's go to Larry in Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've listened to the conversation that's really irrelevant because if you're digging a tunnel under some fence, they have the technology now to do a flyover and find out exactly where your tunnel is, right?
Really?
So all you got to do... They do. You know they do. Yes, they do.
They
in Afghanistan for finding those caves and stuff over there. Remember when they used the bunker busters?
Uh-huh.
So let me tell you, all they have to do is say, look, boys, we know you're digging tunnels. We know where they're at. Now, you be out of here by 1 o'clock tomorrow or we're going to flood all the tunnels with mustard gas. If they're not down there smuggling dope, they ain't got nothing to worry about. But you do that 2 or 3 times, fill their tunnels with mustard gas, they're going to stop digging tunnels immediately. And
for
another thing,
the mustard gas
mustard
international, you know, the mustard gas is considered a terrorist act.
Here's the way
I don't think Larry's listening to a word that you said. He's just continuing on and on. Larry, did you hear that?
What?
Forget the fact that mustard gas is, you know, one of those things that's, you know, banned internationally and, you
well,
know.
You shouldn't be down there digging tunnels to deliver dope.
Why don't we and just nuke thing, the tunnels?
And another thing to get
in
rid of
Southern
the
California.
The border.
Yeah, listen, nuke would do it.
No, but you just mustard gas their tunnels a couple of times. I used to use these things to get gophers out of my yard. I
used
them,
to use mustard gas to get gophers?
Gophers?
Now, and another thing, too, the Israelis,
like, I get them
mines.
Gophers with anthrax.
Praise God. They have claymore mines at their border, right? You have one fence, right?
Why then claymore mines? Just use a claymore sword,
about,
like a Scotsman.
Of about 10, no, it's not funny, but have about 10
it's
feet in
funny.
There. Now, if you come through these claymore mines, you can be a citizen. A couple of them blow up. They're not going to try to make it no more. So,
Claymore's
hey,
lazy.
Stuff,
he's a bouncing Betty and duck.
Right, that's
yeah,
the classic.
There you go. And if they step on it, they're going to get blew up. So, hey, what are you doing trying to come in here illegal? That's the question I'm asking. Now, you know,
usually it's trying to get
there.
A better life. That's usually
well,
what they're trying
go.
To do.
That's not our responsibility to give them anything. They should stay in their countries. And make a better life for themselves.
Yeah, well, no, I agree with you, Larry, that it's not our responsibility to give
it's
them
not.
Anything. But if I'm hiring for a
yeah.
job, like let's say I'm a farmer and I've got a field full of
okay.
vegetables that I need to get picked, and there's not a bunch of Americans lining up to do it, then
so
I
need
to
pay a premium. If you pay a premium,
so you
want to
pay more
somebody,
for your avocados, is
well,
what
yeah,
you're saying.
Well, yeah, you're going to pay more, but you're going to pay a premium.
No, see, that's the thing. People don't want that.
Business.
Larry, thank
well,
you for the call tonight. Thank you for the call. People are of two mindsets. Nobody wants to pay a lot for their fruit mm-hmm. and their vegetables, but they also want to stop the people from coming here who are making it so they don't have to pay a lot for the fruits and the vegetables.
Well, people are uniquely capable of holding two contradictory thoughts in their head at once.
Sure. Cognitive dissonance?
Mm. Double think,
sure.
Don't take away the free stuff.
That's
only give
George
the free
Orwell
stuff to
it.
The people that deserve it.
Like us, the people who are already here.
Yeah, we're the Americans. We've got our U.S. passport, and that means we can have all the free stuff.
I need the Gibbs
Keep it for ourselves.
The what?
The Gibbsmees.
Gibbsmees?
Gibbsmees.
What is that?
Gives me that.
Is this like internet?
Yeah.
Somebody just typing, give?
Yeah, give gotcha. Give me those, you
like
know, give me things. It's you know, slang for welfare.
Like pwn or hodl?
Yeah.
Okay. Toll free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on this government shutdown. This is big news. I mean, this just keeps getting better as the time goes on. We still have to talk about this fast food lunch that Trump bought some football team, and it's amazing. There's more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will
will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. We're talking about the shutdown and the various ripples in the water that, you know, sort of affected from this one decision. Johnson suggested earlier that Trump didn't realize the ramifications of the shutdown as he got into it. But if he's not figured it out by now, he's pretty dense, because there's a lot of angry federal government bureaucrats, some of whom are claiming they're slaves because they say they're being forced to come to work.
Well, I can imagine this being a typical classic Trump move for him to say, to keep the government shut down long enough, that enough people quit and the pensions he could, you know, wear. And I don't know if this is even possible, but where he says, okay, we can reopen government now. We've saved enough money that I don't need the money from the Democrats anymore. Enough government employees have quit that we've saved so much money that we now have enough money to build the wall.
Well, that's one way to do it.
It's a good question is, you know, what will this look like when these numbers, I mean, it's going to start dropping off. If he keeps this thing going, people are going to quit.
Right.
It's just a question of how many of them and how fast. And then how quickly can they replace them? Because how many people want to walk up to a job where they know they're not going to get paid for the immediate future? And, the big question mark of, yeah, we're going to pay you.
Right.
And they can't process new hires anyway.
Really?
I did read this in several articles over the last few weeks.
That department shutdown is non-essential?
Because they can't train new hires.
So they couldn't even possibly replace them. That is amazing.
Exactly.
Wow, I had no idea. Like, this just keeps... The more I learn about it, the better the ramifications of this are. So let's continue.
It's wild.
There's more here to the story. Because, again, the judge that is hearing, there's been multiple cases filed on this within the last week or so. And we reported on some of those. They claim some of the workers say they're violating their Fifth Amendment's being violated by taking their property without due process. Other people in these suits are saying that Trump is unconstitutionally treating them like slaves, bringing up the, was it 14th Amendment?
14th Amendment, 13th.
Was it the 13th? The National Treasury Employees Union and National Air Traffic Controllers Association say forcing government employees to work without pay violates the U.S. Constitution and the Fair Labor Standards Act. But those things don't apply to governments necessarily. I mean, at least a lot of these rules that apply to industry, the government's exempt from those.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not saying for sure I know that the government's exempt in these cases, but are you going to get the government to prosecute itself?
Oh, no.
Of course not. So, in this case, this judge is not even willing to, issue a temporary injunction on these. The suit from the air traffic controllers contends the government employees' salaries are their property, and depriving them of that compensation without a sufficient reason runs counter to the Fifth Amendment's guarantee that no one can be, quote, deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, unquote. Now, as we speculated the other day, wouldn't it make sense that in the contract that you have with the government as an employee-employer arrangement, that somewhere in there, given that these have happened before, that the government probably has some kind of text that says, in the event that we can't come to an agreement on a budget, you will have to go without pay until we can get it back.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty standard. You know, what I think is really funny about air traffic controllers in particular is in Canada, they actually privatized air traffic control about 25 years ago.
And
it's called NAV Canada now. It's a private, not-for-profit. And what they have been doing these last few days is the air traffic controllers in Canada have been buying pizzas and having them delivered to air traffic controllers in the U.S.
Why?
As a statement of solidarity, whatever that means. Or
maybe,
just to be nice, because Canadians are nice people.
They are nice folks up there, at least in my experience.
Hey, sorry about your job there.
How do you like the pie? I don't know. They call it pie in Canada?
Yeah, but they've had so much resistance to privatizing air traffic control in the U.S. It's just they've tried to do it, and nobody...
This is the time.
Now is the time to bring that back.
Now's the time for airports to say, you know what? We don't need the TSA. Let's hire our own private security back, like the old days. And why not go ahead and just, disconnect the air traffic control department from the federal government and go ahead and pay them through the airport.
Let's privatize that too.
Let's hope that the TNTSA finally becomes the temporary.
Temporary Security Administration.
I hope it goes away. We don't need it. I mean, it's like, how long has it been since 9/11 and how much terrorism have they... that's right.
The funny thing about that
is
they catch
nothing.
They actually do have that option. There are a couple of airports in the U.S. that do have private security instead
of
TSA.
And they went back to. They had TSA.
Yeah.
Got rid of TSA.
And now that the FAA is shut down, can we have, a private airline start up just for a little while?
Is the FAA shut down too?
Open carry air.
Was FAA included?
I think
in the list?
The FAA is down as well. It's federal agency.
Yeah, they're not doing much essential.
There's several agencies that are affected, but not all of them are affected. Then there's a list out there if you wanted to pull up and see who it is. By the way, our co-host Mark Edge is hitting the road tomorrow, going to an airport. And so I've asked him to call in tomorrow night's show to give us a TSA report. What's it like? Are the lines any longer? Because in the initial call-outs that they were receiving, the TSA was claiming, the impact's been minimal. Lines are still moving fast. We're still fine.
Was he flying out of Manchester, or is he going to one of the bigger airports?
He usually goes to the other ones.
Okay. Boston?
Just because there's more. Either Boston. I think he likes to go down to Hartford, actually.
Oh, Bradley. Okay, yeah.
A group of five individual plaintiffs also sued under the 13th Amendment, declaring that being forced to work without a predictable payroll is a violation of the 13th Amendment's prohibition of slavery. Not if it's in your contract.
Yeah, it's in your contract. You better pull that thing up and call your lawyer.
They claim the government has threatened to punish essential employees if they don't show up to work despite not being paid, and that those sent home will be fired if they find other paid employment while they wait for the nation's longest ever shutdown to end. Well, first of all, how would they know that you found other paid employment? They wouldn't.
Actually,
well, they'd find out eventually because you'd have Social Security taken out of your check.
But what's the first thing that you do when you get signed up for jobs? You fill out the W-2, and that W-2 is filed with the federal government.
True.
Right.
But your employer, who's not the IRS, isn't necessarily going to catch wind that you filed an... it's the government. One hand doesn't talk to the other hand.
Unless they're trying to.
Sure. Yeah, they'll figure it out in a year.
Separately, the Treasury Employees or Workers Union says Trump's violating the Anti-Deficiency Act, a 150-year-old law that prevents federal agencies from spending money that Congress hasn't allotted to them. And further, the law passed during the Ulysses Grant administration allows
for the federal government spending money that hasn't been allotted to them. What?
Yeah, I don't get it. It says here it allows for the government to keep running without funding in the case of emergencies involving the safety of human life or the protection of property. So I guess they're saying that this doesn't qualify under that. Congress added new language to it in 1990, saying the definition did not include, quote, ongoing regular functions of government. So they're saying the government is violating this Anti-Deficiency Act by not paying because it's not an emergency.
What's the emergency? Libertarians cleaning up parks?
That was another thing.
They got to get in there real quick to kick them out.
So we talked about this briefly, I think, on last night's show, and I didn't know at the time they actually did get video of that.
Yeah, okay.
Have you seen the video?
No, not directly, but I follow some people that were, heavily posting about it on Facebook.
Yeah. So they were trying to pick up a couple different parks, and park rangers basically said, you can't do that. You're not allowed to be here.
Right. That's happened at multiple parks.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The union says the White House is illegally lumping.
You're making us look irrelevant. Stop that.
It's legally lumping ordinary government tasks like processing tax returns in with vital functions like military defense in order to avoid a public backlash. Judge Leon, who was a George W. Bush appointee, consolidated all of the cases and heard oral arguments Tuesday in Washington. The National Treasury Employees Union represents more than 150,000 federal workers in 33 separate agencies, and the National Air Traffic Controllers Association has 15,000 members and is affiliated with the AFL-CIO. Treasury Union President Tony Reardon said in a press release that, quote, if employees are working, they must be paid, and if there's not money to pay them, then they should not be working. Well, I agree.
Yeah.
Go home.
Go home.
Please.
Quit. Go find honest work.
There are some sticky questions, and I think one of the stickiest is, what about the federal prisons? Because if those guys go home, those guys behind the bars are going to starve.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's, to me, one of the toughest questions out there to answer. Now, most of those people behind bars should be let go because they're, nonviolent, peaceful drug offenders, people like Ross Ulbricht,
right,
for instance. Go ahead and pardon those folks. And, I doubt the president's going to sit down and pardon a bunch of nonviolent drug offenders to lessen the burdens on the Bureau of Prisons. Because, again, at some point, these guys are going to miss another paycheck. Now, I think it's every other week. So this week, they weren't going to get paid this Friday. But the next Friday, they're going to miss paycheck number two. They'll be, several weeks behind at that point. And many of these workers don't have the savings to live off of. And they are going to be stuck very, very soon. And already many of them are, and they're calling out of work. So how long would you keep working for if you weren't getting paid? We got more coming up on a potential porn ban next.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking hardened body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of hardened body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.